Striving for mediocrity in a world of excellence, this is The Chaser Report.
Hello and welcome to The Chaser Report for Tuesday the 19th of July. I'm Charles Firth and with me today are Lachlan Hodson.
Hello again. Hi.
And Alexa Vulovic.
Hi. Whoa. Hello.
Back. Oh my God. Is that boy?
Yeah, damn right it is.
For listeners who have been missing Alexa or don't even know that he exists because you're new.
Yeah.
Alexa has been away in the US for what, about 2 months
yeah,
now?
Yeah, two and a half. We've been living in the land of the free for
And how long did you say you were going to be in the US for?
Oh, like just like 3 weeks or something.
And so what were you doing over there?
Networking is what it's technically called.
Is that why you've got a croaky voice?
Yeah. A lot of getting COVID.
Yeah.
Just the classic networking.
And you're there to make YouTube videos or something, weren't you?
Yeah. Oh, we're doing a lot of stuff. So I originally went there.
Because you're a massive YouTuber, aren't you?
Yeah. I'm way too big to be on this podcast right now.
But yeah.
You know, just doing a favor for some friends, really.
Yeah.
We went there for a YouTuber boxing tournament because it turns out boxing as a sport isn't that fun to watch anymore, and you need to watch computer nerds do it to each other. And it like outsells every actual boxing event. You can train your whole life and be dedicated to the sport, and then some idiot who, you know, makes shit in his garage suddenly like gets a much bigger audience than you for punching people in the head.
So you're saying the actual athletes that people are watching rather than...
Yeah, like...
You know, your Floyd Mayweather...
actually, maybe not. Charts? Maybe not Floyd.
Oh, yeah, I'm a huge boxing fan.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, who's your favourite boxer?
The one you... Well, Alexa, actually.
Yeah. No, I didn't do any boxing.
I about 7 years ago, I got into boxing like myself. Yeah. Because really fun to box. It's really fun to punch things and imagine that, say, your enemy is in front of you as you punch.
And it's way cheaper than therapy by the sound of things.
Who would that be, Charles? Who are you?
It's all right. The guy who... he's on his way out. He's about to die. So probably shouldn't make fun of the gravely ill.
Oh God!
Although you know,
yeah, I did some boxing training as well, and it was really fun. Really good way to stay fit. But I don't think I have the right brain for boxing. I did one spar, fighting another human being, and it was just horrible because I was terrified the whole time. I wanted to run away constantly, and then one time I hit him in the head. And I immediately said, sorry. I was like, oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, you're kidding.
And it's apparently a really bad thing to do. All these like tough boys in the boxing gym get really angry at you if you say sorry because you're kind of like...
You can't handle it.
Exactly. Yeah, and then he just rocked the shit out of me. It was so bad. He got so angry when I said sorry. And I'm like, you know what, maybe boxing's not for me.
Well, it's funny. You say that you don't have the right brain for it. That's because the right brain is one that's damaged.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I just need a few more hits until I'm ready to stop apologizing.
Well, we'll talk about that later in the week with you. Mm. But today we're going to actually... Well, I think we'll talk about...
Climate change. Let's chat about climate change.
Yeah, because that's not something that when people hear, they immediately want to turn off the podcast, do they? But we're going to have a look at what the Labor Party is up to with climate change and all those very forward-thinking solutions that are going on.
It's good. Should be a short episode.
Yeah. It'll be but first of all, let's
go to the break.
Let's go to a break.
We'll just have a break.
Okay,
yeah, let's have a break.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Chaser Report. News a few days after it happens.
Okay, so there's been a lot of chat in the last few days about Labor's climate change legislation, which is about to hit Parliament.
Yes.
And it's causing all sorts of controversy, especially in the Twitter sphere, because it's being claimed that it's not ambitious enough. They've got this figure that they're going to cut emissions by 43%
by 2050?
By 2030.
Oh, well, that's not...
That's right around the corner.
Yeah.
I think that's right, isn't it? That's... I'm correct on that, aren't I?
Oh, no, I'm just so used to, at this point, hearing something that's so far away that I thought 2050 was relatively soon.
And the whole thing is, and this is what Labor has been saying, is, okay, we're going to cut it by at least 43%. We're not saying it's the only thing we're going to do, but that's the minimum that we're going to cut it.
Sure.
And it is actually the figure that they took to the last election. Like they said, oh, we're going to cut emissions by at least 43%, and now they're doing it. And all shit has been poured on them from all sides of politics about how dare they do an election promise and only the election promise that they promised, right? So Dutton has come out and said, you don't need to legislate this. You could just do it without setting up any rules. Just do it. Just do it. And he's claiming that the reason why they're putting it into legislation and making it the law of the land that we have to do this is because that will then wedge the Liberal Party. Like, he's literally saying, you're only doing it because you want to make my life difficult, because obviously we'll be exposed as these carbon-polluting fuckwits, right? And it'll split the Liberal Party.
Sure,
Because there'll be a whole lot of Libs who saw the Teals being voted in and go, fuck, we've got to actually do something about climate change
or else we'll lose our seats.
Yeah, and Peter Dutton doesn't want that to happen because then, you know,
he can't be Prime Minister
because,
3 years.
Yeah, because he doesn't want to do anything about climate change. You know, like, it's going to be a real nightmare for, you know, like Barnaby Joyce. Anyway, it'll just create terrible.
So it's, let me just clarify. Yeah. It's definitely not a case of Peter Dutton thinks that 43% is too low. Because I've heard all this
no.
news about the brand new Peter Dutton.
Oh. Yeah.
Let's get this clear. We have a very ancient idea of what Peter Dutton used to be. We used to think he was a monster, but his wife said he's not a monster.
Yep. Categorically refuted. Yes.
I think that the brand new Peter Dutton, he thinks that 43% is too low. I think he's a massive greenie now.
You're saying actually he's flanking to the left and he's saying that the legislation is wedging the Liberal Party because they just want to vote for like 60, 70, 80%.
Yeah.
He's trying to push it up. Yes. This is the thing. It's a brand new page of Peter Dutton that we should look forward to.
Peter Dutton, that's Peter Dutton's.
That's Peter Dutton.
That's Peter Dutton, right. On the other side, and this is why the bill is actually facing, you know, it will probably be defeated.
Oh,
right?
God.
Oh, right.
Is that the Greens say, well, hang on. No. At least 43%, that's not nearly good enough. You've actually got to set a more ambitious target than 43%. More ambitious than what you promised you'd do, anything like that. Their point is, which I think is a completely valid point, is 43% is not enough.
Yeah. That was Dutton's point.
Yeah. I think to be honest, I think
Greens
the truth
and the
is,
Dutton, that's a combination.
No, but Peter Dutton's
got to eat your potatoes and your greens.
43% is too. No, his position is that it's too much. Like, you know, we don't want to save the planet. Like, we just want it to burn in a fiery inferno, right?
And kill off all of the muggles and half-bloods.
Yeah. And also, side benefit, get rid of the koalas.
Oh.
Yes.
We were so close to doing that.
Yes. Oh. But the Greens have gone, no, you got to do more. And Labor has come back and said, yeah, we know we've got to do more. Like, we're saying it's a minimum. It's not like the only thing we're going to do. It's just like, this is the number that we came up with that gets everyone on board. Like, they've gone, like, it's being done through the Department of Industry. Industry and, you know, has said, okay, we'll only destroy the planet a little bit or not as much. I mean, sure, we'll all die in a fiery, you know, ball of fiery
barbecue,
hell.
But
it'll be sort of slightly less fiery than
what it could have been.
What it could have been.
Yeah. You know, so it's setting a minimum bar for everyone to get on board. Right.
But the Greens, instead of going, okay, 43, that's a flaw. We can work with that. Okay, we'll vote that up, but let's try and push them to sort of be more.
Sure.
They're going, no. Let's just ditch the whole legislation and arrive at the same point that the Libs are saying, which is don't have any legislation at all. Right? let's just not do anything. Right?
So you're saying that the Greens
are letting
the climate change.
Letting perfect be the enemy of good.
I knew that the Greens couldn't be trusted.
I know.
I said, we've had a fair few of the Greens on our podcast.
Too many.
Yes. Chris Bowen, who's the climate change minister, has said, look, you know, we are also, this is part of the Paris Treaty, right? So 43% is where we start as a goal. But actually, under the Paris Treaty, every time you make a decision about climate change, you've got to ratchet up your goal. So next time there's a goal, it'll have to be more than 43%.
You have to keep setting exponential
growth. You have to keep ratcheting it up, right?
Wow.
And the question that the Greens ask is, well, why not enshrine that ratcheting up in legislation? Like, say, okay, we're aiming for 43% this year, but next year we'll be aiming for 47% by 2030, and then... And they're going, but that won't keep everyone on board. Like, okay, so we can do that next year. And they're going, well, hang on, what if the Libs get in? Then we won't have enshrined the ratcheting up in legislation, right? But the point is that the Greens' position is to not have any ratcheting up or any goal at all, and the Libs could get in and set the target at zero. You know what I mean? Like, you're just going, there's no universe in which... not having a flaw is better than having a but that's what that's the Greens' position.
You say that this is something the Labor Party worked out that that everyone's on board with. Obviously, no one's on board with this.
Yeah, no one's on board with this. not even the lead. Anyway,
so but I have the focus group that Labor ran.
Yeah. Okay.
But so I have a theory about why Labor's being so stubborn about this.
Mm.
Right? They realise that nobody is going to like this legislation, right?
Mm.
And it's not about wedging the Libs. It's not about splitting the Libs.
It's about
splitting the Greens. Because half the Greens voters would be going, oh, well, I voted for the Greens to actually have some action on climate change.
And
the
so
Greens
now
continuously vote against action on climate change.
Uh-oh.
And suddenly Labor turns out to be the only people who want to have legislation on climate change. Isn't that like 3D?
That is, yeah. Like, they're playing fourth dimensional chess.
Yes.
And
because I was talking to somebody last night who was saying Adam Band is actually under internal pressure. Like his whole leadership is on the line over this.
Oh my God.
He doesn't necessarily... Friend of the show, Adam Band. He would probably prefer to actually put something in legislation, not make the mistake that the Greens
made before.
Yeah, 12 years ago, where there was just they just went, nah, our way or the highway, and then the whole thing collapsed in the end because not everyone was on board with it and it got completely dismantled under the Libs. Adam Band, he's not internally that strong. And so he's got to get the support of people who just go, no, it must be exactly perfect or we will have nothing at all, right? And he's gone, okay, well, that's our position then. And it's not actually about pressuring Labor to be better and things like that.
It's
like
about
in some ways,
power.
Greens don't want Labor to be better. Mm. They don't even want action on climate change. They just want to be right.
I've got to say, as a devil's advocate, as a fan of the, not a fan of the Greens, to argue for the side.
We're all fans of the Greens until they start doing fucking things like this.
Till they start doing anything that's not perfect. I will say, as a devil's advocate, so Labor's plan is set it at 43%, set something that everyone can agree on
now,
at the moment.
Including industry, including people who want to pollute more, to be clear. Like,
Like everyone at
bare
the lowest
minimum.
Bare minimum.
Yeah, yeah.
And increase that gradually.
Yeah, ratchet it up.
So gradual.
Over time, which
what
is,
do we want?
Yes,
gradual
change.
When do we want it?
In due course.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, but the
in
issue,
the due course of time.
Yeah.
With the appropriate subcommittees consulted.
Yes.
So my issue with that response, and this is not to say that the perfect should be the enemy of the good, but do you know what else is gradually changing?
The planet?
The planet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I think that the Greens do say on their site that any goal that's set for 2050, we can all agree, the 2050 targets.
Is the world's stupidest.
It's the world's stupidest. Yeah. I believe that the promotional campaign was that it's not a target at all. Well, it's a death sentence.
Yeah, let's be
so
clear.
So we can all agree on that bare minimum.
The National Party, who want to kill everyone.
Yeah.
Agreed to net zero by 2050. We know anything the National Party supports, we know
is
bullshit.
Just bad. Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Chaser Report. Now with extra whispers.
So there's that dilemma where is 43% still a death sentence?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. No, there's no doubt about it. No one disagrees about that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
There's a disagreement about whether that death sentence is a good thing or a bad thing.
But also how to actually get everyone on board so that we don't have a repeat of the last 10 years where there was a sort of like, okay, we'll just do everything the Greens want to do and make it all perfect world. Mm. And then it collapses because actually industry isn't on board. It's too rapid for stakeholders to come on board. You know, there's a whole governmental like it's interesting. I was talking to this senior government person last week, right? And
friend of the show.
No, not a friend of the show. But well, he was saying the Labor Party needs the Greens because they're really fun to kick. But you know, like actually, the more mad you can make them, the more moderate we can seem.
What by vilifying an uber progressive left that people go, oh well, I can't possibly go there because that's too okay. I can understand.
And
how
you
this
sort of go, there's radically cynical position to take, right? And real fuckwitted thing. But you can sort of see how that thought process, you know, permeates the Labor Party, where they're actually going, this is really good. Like, we have to, if instead of the last time round where Gillard essentially capitulated to what the Greens wanted.
Yeah.
And then exposed themselves as being, you know, just radically aligned to the Labor Party, like politically exposed themselves. Mm. They're going this time around, no. Like, we'll still act on climate change, but we're going to do it in a way where we keep kicking the Greens at every point. And I'll tell you what, like, love the Greens and everything like that, but
I love kicking them more.
I like sport. I really like sport.
Have you ever played? We were talking about boxing before. Who are you boxing against? Or who was friend boxing against?
Against a man called Odd Ones Out.
Okay, this is what my pitch is. We actually watched this boxing match that Alex, I did a thing, a friend of the show, participated in.
Yes.
There was this brilliant intro that Alex and Alexa did. Fantastic. Yeah. If you've got YouTube, we'll talk more about it in the show later.
It's worth seeing because it's a YouTuber boxing match, which would explain what it was.
Yeah.
And Alex's friend, Alex, came out and it was two YouTubers just boxing against each other. Mm. But really boxing.
Mm. Yeah.
Like actually.
Yeah. Actual boxing.
It was really
people
mean.
People went to hospital. It was
sort of horrible. Yeah.
So they trained for months before. It was an incredible event.
Mm. In front of a huge crowd, stadium crowd.
Yeah.
And there was this brilliant moment where both of the boxers sort of have to disrobe and stand there in their little boxy shorts.
Yeah.
Boxer shorts. That's why they called them. That's funny. How about that? Yeah. There was this brilliant moment where we saw Alex's opponent sort of disrobe, and as you, Alexa, pointed out earlier in the episode, you know, it's funny because they're all sort of overweight gamer types who have trimmed down for the event.
Yeah, no, they put a lot
and
of
so
work
he was
into it.
Facing against this guy who had trained, put a lot of effort in, but you know, you could still tell was not a professional athlete.
Mm.
And then his opponent, Alex, unrobed and revealed just a chiseled down six pack. Alec, how tall is he? He's about 6'4" or something.
That's exactly how
so
tall
we're,
he is.
It was fantastic broadcasting as we got to watch a 6'4" Greek god absolutely pummel a video game animator nerd.
Yes.
You know what that sounds like?
Yes.
The Labour kicking the bloody Greens.
Yes. Yeah. Chiseled Albo.
Yeah. Well, he's gotten pretty chiseled over the past year or two.
Versus nerdy band.
They should box.
That's what we're going to do. Replace Parliament with boxing. And the best thing is, come election time, everyone will be able to punch Peter Dutton.
No.
Which is like...
No. Actually, Rose, this is a terrible, terrible idea.
Why?
Because you know who would immediately become leader of the Libs again?
Who?
Tony Abbott.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, actually, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's it for...
I think, Charles, after this discussion, we can probably equivocally say that we have now solved?
We've solved climate change. I think also what we should do is later in the week, we should get friend of the show, David Shoebridge, on, who's the new Green Senator for New South Wales, and find out what the fuck they're thinking. I think let's get him on the show. Let's get them on the show. We're going to get them on the show.
Okay.
And we're going to find out and we'll get someone from Labor as well. And we should get someone for the Libs. Nice. Let's solve climate this week.
Oh.
No, well, next week. Let's do it next week.
Yeah, we'll do it later. Well, we've got Tony Burke coming up this week.
We've got Tony Burke coming up on Thursday. Well, on Friday. We're recording him live at the pub on Thursday. Are there still tickets available?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So you go to chaser.com.au/podcast.
Yep, and you can buy tickets to our live event on Thursday the 21st.
That's if you're in Sydney.
At the Harold Park Hotel.
And his portfolio, well, he's Minister for the Arts, isn't he? So I don't know whether he's going to talk
and
about
employment.
And employment.
So if he wants to create any boxing ring jobs,
yes,
we could get him to organise the event.
Okay, great. Well, there you go. And we'll bug him about climate change as well. We'll find out why he can't do 44%, 45%. And then next week we'll have climate change week. Our ratings will plummet, but we'll solve climate change. Our gear is from Rode Microphones. We're part of the Acast Creator Network. We'll be back tomorrow. Hope you're enjoying Back to Normal on the Chaser Report.
Woo!
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.